An interview with John Irving Clarke. Sylvia Pio talks to the British poet. John Irving Clarke, writer, poet, retired teacher. What else?
Reading is intrinsic to all of the above. It is not possible to write poetry and not read what others have written and are writing. I tutor an adult creative writing class, and they're all very nice people. But if they're serious about writing, then they should pick up the message about reading. I also like walking, particularly now that my dreams of sporting superstar stardom have necessarily receded. Close to where I live, there are the ruins of a castle, a reservoir, and a nature reserve. They are ideal places for wandering around. During the summer, my wife and I spent a week in the Lake District, a highlight of which was undoubtedly the superb walking country. Walking allows for thinking time, and it is no surprise to find that this feeds back into the poetry.
When did you start writing and writing poetry?
As I remember, I picked up reading fairly easily and read a lot as a child. Writing, too, is something I've done from an early age. As an 8-year-old, I was extremely fortunate to be taught by a teacher called Mrs. Proctor. Writing stories was a key feature of her teaching, and I revelled in it. I don't remember when the writing of poetry began, but I do know that as a church choir boy, I was surrounded by the poetry of the Bible and the hymn book. Hills of the north rejoice, valleys and oceans sing, always seemed particularly apposite. As my school career developed, I chose to study literature after the age of 16, and this brought me into closer contact with the poetry of W.B. Yeats and Wilfred Owen in particular. And although they weren't on the syllabus, I also came across Seamus Heaney and Ted Hughes, who were both very influential. I submitted my first poem to Raven, an arts magazine, in 1980, and it was accepted and published. How easy could this be? Little did I know.
What is poetry for you and writing?
Poetry and the writing of poetry for me is touchstones on experience.
You run workshops with young adults and adults. One of them is called Tell Your Story Loud and Proud, which is geared towards confidence, self-esteem and speaking rather than writing. Would you like to tell us about this activity?
Stories lie at the heart of who we are, where we have come from and where we aspire to be. Stories give us our bearing and direction. A life without stories, or crucially, the opportunity to tell our stories, is an impoverished one. In the telling of stories lies craft, and that in turn leads to expression and art, literature and creative performance. The Loud and Proud workshop is really an attempt to give people permission to tell their stories, to liberate stories which otherwise might lie buried.
The Red Shed Poets is what has brought you to Italy. How did it start?
During my teaching days, I was contacted by a former pupil who had completed his university studies in dramatic art. A performer and playwright, he was now increasingly involved in poetry and the performance aspect of poetry. He sought me out because he knew that my interest in poetry had always extended beyond the classroom. At the same time, a former colleague told me that he too was investigating the possibilities of poetry. He was a talented musician and had played and performed for several groups, but poetry held more interest for him. I think it is fair to say they were both looking for a direction. I suggested that we should each contribute to a poetry booklet and hold an event to launch it. That was how Jimmy Andrex, Gareth Duriso and I came to produce Too Many Villains. We booked a venue called the Red Shed for a launch event, which included a musical slot, and astonished ourselves with the subsequent reception. We had stumbled across a very simple formula, but it was clearly one which people were prepared to buy into. The Red Shed readings take place on the first Thursday of the winter months, and they've been running now for over 5 years.
This is your first time in Italy. Mondovì is not Venice or Florence. What did you expect, and what do you think now that you're here?
I expected to find people in Mondovì have stories just like everywhere else. Once we've been here, I can speak for my wife and say that we've both really enjoyed ourselves and we're going to come back.
Thank you, John. We look forward to reading your stories and poems inspired by your stay in Italy.